This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Tax collectors are never popular, and our first story isn't going to change that. A U.S. government report shows that IRS employees received millions of dollars in bonuses, even though many of them were cited for things like drug use, fraudulent claims, or, wait for it, not paying their taxes. How'd that happen? How did IRS scofflaws get performance bonuses? We asked Marketplace's Jeff Tyler to find out.
Assistant Inspector General Greg Kutz audited the IRS. He found that senior executives at the agency basically follow the rules, but it's a different story for more low-ranking workers.
The IRS has employees that have not paid their taxes, sometimes willfully and in an egregious manner, yet not only are they still employed, but they're getting awards, and that's something that does seem to be inconsistent with IRS's mission of fairly administering the tax system.
He says the average bonus was around $1,000. Altogether, in 2011 and 2012, IRS employees with substantiated conduct issues received almost $3 million in bonuses. Under its contract with the union, the IRS can't use conduct issues when determining bonuses. Bonuses are tied strictly to performance. Is pay for performance a bad thing for federal employees?
No, I'm very much in favor of it. One of the problems of federal government is that they have a very rigid pay structure.
That's Andrew Biggs, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. And though he generally believes that conduct outside of a person's job shouldn't impact bonuses, Biggs says the IRS situation is different.
It is difficult to have employees working for the IRS who didn't, in fact, pay their own tax. That undermines the credibility of the agency as a whole.
In a written statement, the IRS says it will consider a policy change. But in order to make conduct issues affect bonuses, the IRS must negotiate a new agreement with the National Treasury Employees Union. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.